If she'd wanted all humanity dead, she could have done it herself many times over during the past 10 years. The table shifted slightly as Saruman made some gesture. She is the goddess of death as well as life. And please remember, when she was mortal, she was Aramari. We have always been predictable. I heard her smile. I believe she will seek to channel the Night Lord's rage in the most expedient manner. He need not destroy the whole world, after all, to avenge his children. Just a part of it will do. A single city, perhaps. I put my hands in my lap, my appetite gone. Morona parents do not tell comforting bedtime tales. Just as we name our children for sorrow and rage, we also tell them stories that will make them cry and awaken in the night, shivering with nightmares. We want our children to be afraid and to never forget, because that way they will be prepared if the Night Lord should ever come again, as he would soon come to Shadow. Why has the Order of Etempus? I faltered, unsure of how to say it without offending a room full of former Order members. The Night Lord, why honor him just because he's free? He already hates us. Do they actually think an angry god would be deterred by that kind of hypocrisy?
The gods aren't who they're trying to deter, Lady Ulri.
This came from the man at the table's far end. I stiffened.
It's us they hope to appease.
I knew that voice. I had heard it before, 3 times now. At the South Promenade, just before I'd killed the Order Keepers, on Madding's rooftop before all chaos had broken loose, and later, as I lay shivering and sick after my release from the Empty. He sat at the far end of the table, opposite Saruman, radiating the same easy confidence as she. Of course he did. He was their Nightpri. As I sat there, trembling with fear and fury, Saruman chuckled. Blunt as ever, Date.
It's only the truth.
He sounded amused. What my husband means to say, Lady Ulri, is that the Order, and through it the Aramari family, desperately hopes to convince the rest of mortal kind that the world is as it should be. That despite the presence of all our new gods, nothing else should change, politically speaking. That we should feel happy, safe, complacent. Husband, an Aramari full-blood married to a heretic cultist? You're not making any sense, I said. I focused on the fork in my fingers, on the crackle of the dining room's fireplace in the background. Those helped me stay calm. You're talking about the Aramari as if you're not one of them. Indeed. Let's just say that my activities aren't sanctioned by the rest of my family. The Nightpri sounded amused.
Oh, they might approve, if they knew.
Saruman laughed at this, as did others around the table.
Do you really think so?
You're far more of an optimist than I, my love. They bantered while I sat there, trying to make sense of nobility and conspiracy and 1,000 other things that had never been part of my life. I was just a street artist, just an ordinary Morona, frightened and far from home. I don't understand, I said, finally interrupting them. You've kidnapped me, brought me here. You're trying to force me to join you. What does all this, the Night Lord, the Order, the Aramari, have to do with me?
More than you realize, said the Nightpri. The world is in great danger at the moment, not just from the Night Lord's wrath. Consider, for the first time in centuries, the Aramari are vulnerable. Oh, they still have immense political and financial strength. And they're building an army that will make any rebel nation think twice. But they can be defeated now. Do you know what that means?
That someday we might have a different group of tyrants in charge? Despite my efforts to be polite, I was growing annoyed. They kept talking in circles, never answering my questions. Saruman seemed unoffended. Perhaps, but which group? Every noble clan and ruling council and elected minister will want the chance to rule the 100,000 kingdoms. And if they all strive for it at once, what do you think will happen?
More scandals and intrigues and assassinations and whatever else you people do with your time, I said. Lady Nimer would be pleased, at least. Yes, and coups, as weak nobles are replaced by stronger or more ambitious ones, and rebellions within those lands as minority factions jostle for a share, and new alliances as smaller kingdoms band together for strength, and betrayals because every alliance has a few. Saruman let out a long, weary sigh. War, Lady Ori. There will be war.